Hello, welcome to the Livestreams Carawarra podcast. We're delighted to have you join us. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to our latest episode. Thanks for joining.
Nice to be with you on this Sunday evening. We're continuing our series, actually. We've been doing a series called Simple Prayer. So about, you know, really getting into the nitty-gritty of having a relationship with God. Today, we're going to be talking about walking with God. So a little bit about, you know, not just praying once or twice, but what does it look like to have a lifestyle of walking alongside God and God walking alongside us? So I'll just start with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, as we open your word tonight, would you give us ears that are attentive, Lord God, and would you help me to speak from your truth, Lord Jesus? In Jesus' name, amen. So next slide, Mark. So I just want to start by sharing a little bit of my testimony of how my walk with God started. My beautiful parents are here, my mum and dad, Phil and Nat, over here. Feel free to say hi to them later. Yeah. And I was privileged to go to church growing up, go to a Baptist church, and the gospel was shared there quite frequently. We learnt about Jesus a lot. And I remember there were just moments in those church services where, looking back, I realized that God was speaking to me personally. I remember we would sing old hymns and sing songs like Above All, where it describes how Jesus on the cross was crushed like a rose. And when he was on the cross, that he was thinking about us and thinking about me. And I remember that really resonating. And looking back, I can see that God was trying to show me something, show me that he cared about me personally. There was another time when something similar happened. I had just had my first communion at this church, and my dad gave me a little Gideon's Bible. I think it was in the New King James or something like that. And I remember opening it up to 2 Peter 5:10, and it said that the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a little while, will himself restore, establish, and confirm you. And I remember once again feeling like these words were being spoken directly to me, that although life might be difficult and though suffering may come, God himself cared about me enough to restore me, to establish me, and confirm me. And it was so personal, because it wasn't like, when I was reading this, the impression I got was that God didn't just want to restore me and was going to send someone else to do it, but the Bible verse said that God himself was going to come to me and restore me. And so again, I got this sense that God personally cared about my life. And so when we're starting a walk with God, I think Jesus puts it best. Jesus' words, he said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you." In Matthew 7:7. So for me, I think I really gave that commitment to walk with God maybe when I was a bit older, when I was about 12 years old. We were at a school camp, and the preacher gave a really simple message. It was an ABC, so I never forgot it. A, admit that you're a sinner. B, believe in Jesus and believe that you know, he died for our sins and God raised him from the dead. And C, choose to follow him. And that stuck with me forever, A, B, C. And so I admit I was a sinner. That wasn't difficult for me to admit. I knew that life was sometimes difficult. I knew that people didn't always treat each other the way they should, and that I didn't always treat others the way I should. That wasn't a struggle for me to realize. And B, believe. After God had been speaking to me all those times and showing me again and again and again that he actually cared about my life, yeah, I could believe in him. I could believe that what he had done on the cross was for me, and for me personally. And so I think, like, when we realize who Jesus is, that he's the Lord of the universe, I think it's the next natural step to make him the Lord of our lives. And so, see, I chose to follow him. So that's a little bit of my story. I hope that's encouraging to you as well. Next slide, Mark. But, you know, walking with God, this topic of walking with God, it's not about a once-off commitment. but it's about what happens after that. You know, a commitment to follow Jesus is maybe an event, but walking with God happens from that moment onwards into eternity. We get the privilege of, you know, encountering Jesus on a daily basis, if we want to, not just on a once-off. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, that God exists, and be that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So I think one of the greatest examples of people who walked with God is, of course, Abraham in the Bible. Abraham was called from a very young age. God spoke to him and said to leave his family and to go into a new land. And he also spoke many promises to Abraham. One of those promises was that he was going to give him descendants as numerous as the sand on the seashore and as numerous as the stars in the sky. And of course, they didn't have much light pollution back then, so it would have been a heck of a lot of stars in the sky. And he was promising him many, many generations. But he had to wait. He had to wait, I think it was almost 70 years. I think he was 99 years old before Isaac was born. But God was faithful to his promise. And God shows himself faithful to everyone who follows him. To be faithful, it means that he keeps his word. When he promises something, he fulfills it. But yet, what happened after Isaac was born? A few years later, God asks Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. He went up on a mountain and to put him on a sacrifice and to kill him. And yet, this was the child he had promised. This was everything Abraham had been dreaming of for many, many years, and he was asked to give it up. And I think, you know, he'd been walking with God for a long time, and I think sometimes we get that same challenge too. Sometimes the things we want or need most, God asks us to give up. But he's faithful, and he keeps his word. We give an insight in the New Testament that says Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac because he believed that God could raise him from the dead. So he still believed Isaac was that child of promise, but he trusted in God's sovereignty. And of course, you read that story, God intervened and he didn't end up killing his son, which is good. God doesn't condone murder, so don't go around killing people. But the lesson is there, that God is faithful, but that takes sometimes receiving a promise from God takes time. It wasn't instantaneous. And I think that seeking God always has its reward. If you go and pray and you encounter God's presence, that's a reward in itself. But the Bible promises a reward is for those who diligently seek him. So those who keep on seeking him. Not just those who seek him once off. The saddest stories I ever hear are people who tell me they've tried out Christianity, but it didn't work out for them. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? Because it hasn't been my experience. And I ask a little further, and usually they gave up very quickly. Like, they might have prayed once to God to reveal himself to them, but nothing happened, and they're like, all right, this isn't for me. But the Bible says, and if we go back to the last slide, to ask, and the tense is to ask and keep on asking, to seek and keep on seeking, to knock and keep on knocking. And God promises that we will receive. He promises that we will find. And he promises that door to relationship with him will be opened. But some persistence and diligence on our part is required. Walking with God over the long term, it's like a friendship, you know. When it's a real privilege to be able to walk with God and keep on walking with him. I think if you think about people who have rich and powerful friends, do you think that they walk around with their head kind of bowed and kind of ashamed who they are? Nah, let's say someone has met Elon Musk and considers them a friend. They go on talk shows about it. They hold their head up high. They tell everyone, oh, I've got this rich and famous friend and powerful friend. And they hold their head up high. How much more can we walk with God, hold our head up high? We're knowing that we have a friend who's the king of the entire universe. On a similar note, let's say you were going to throw a party, and it was a party for yourself, maybe your birthday, but you weren't allowed to do any planning. You had to choose three people, or even choose one person to plan that party for you. Just take a moment to think, like, who would you choose? Which person in your life would you choose to plan that event for you? You all got someone? That's good. Chances are that that's a person that you've walked alongside the most. That person who knows you and knows your interests, who knows what you care about, who knows if you want a small party or a big party, who knows what kind of food you love, who knows whether to put on any games or activities. But it's the person that you've been walking alongside. And it becomes the same with God. When we walk alongside God and spend time with him over the long term, we get to know his interests. We get to know what God cares about. We get to know who he is. And when we enter into new situations, new social situations, we become his representative there because we've walked alongside him. He's our friend. And so it becomes a real privilege to be God's representative wherever you are. So the summary is, if we haven't started our walk with God yet, we can do that today. It's as simple as asking. And if you're not quite there yet, maybe you have questions to God or questions about God, then go and seek those out. There's nothing worse than having questions about God but then doing nothing about it. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of effort to go out of our way to, actually, I have this question about God. I really can't figure out this thing about him. But God rewards our persistence. Go and search it out. Go and find the answer. There's so many resources at our at our hands these days where we can actually, where people, the questions that we have now are usually questions that people have had before and that people have really sought long and hard, and we can learn from them. But we can also ask God himself. When we make walking with God a lifestyle, we get to know him. We get to know him as a person. And just like the longer you walk alongside someone, the better you get to know them. You will discover his faithfulness, that he keeps his word, If there was a newly married couple, for example, and you could say they were married for 2 days and they've been together, you could say that they were faithful to each other, but they've only been together 2 days. How could you really say that they're faithful? But if they've been together years and years and years and they've walked alongside each other and been faithful to one another, then that faithfulness has really been demonstrated. So when we keep walking with God, we actually give him a chance to demonstrate his faithfulness towards us. And every other aspect of his personality, we get to discover his love, get to discover his mercy, get to discover his grace. We keep on walking with God and diligently pursuing him, and we're rewarded with more and more and more knowledge of who he is. And then finally, we get to stand tall. Because we know him personally, we get to stand tall and represent God wherever we go. That's my message today. I'd like to pray for us. And thank you for listening. Lord Jesus, thank you for wanting to get to know us. Thank you for wanting a relationship with us today. And Lord, if that's something we haven't done before, Lord, we just ask that you would reveal yourselves to us, that you would walk alongside us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, may we go into this week and be able to stand tall, knowing that we're friends with the King of Kings, with the King of the universe, and that the King of the universe loves us and cares about us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. Tune in next week for another Life Streams Carawarra message. Have a blessed week.